Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. April 21st on the West Coast, April 22nd on the East Coast, and it is Tuesday morning for me, but still Monday night for you guys. Lucky you, you still get to party a little bit. I'm going to be doing this alone tonight, although anybody who's online who wants to join me on Station 1 telephone, by all means, call in. I'm going to be talking tonight about an hour, actually. The topic that I'm going to be sharing for about an hour is what I've decided I'm going to call Transcending the Matrix. Transcending the Matrix. Okay. What is transcending? Going beyond, moving beyond, let's say moving through or over or around about. We can say rising above or just extricating yourself. Now, from what? The Matrix. What is the Matrix? Well, the Matrix is this paradigm that we're in, and on planet Earth, it's often referred to as civilization, the so-called taming of people to make people productive, to make them successful, to make them worthwhile, and to give them a sense of purpose. And with that come many, many other anomalies, we could call them. We have such things as patriotism. We have an economic system. We have an educational system. We have a religious system. And from society to society, it varies, at least on this planet. Now, I've been giving a lot of consideration to what the Matrix would be. If you look the word up in a dictionary, it would say something like an environment or a material in which something develops, a surrounding medium or structure are some examples. Now, what is develop? Every time we get a definition, it's almost like we really need to look at the words that make up that definition. Development would be a change from one situation to another, from a quality to another quality, from one color to another color, from one temperature to another temperature. Those are developments. We always have developments in politics. We always have developments in wars. We always have developments even in times of peace, where someone is moving in a direction that either conflicts with the Matrix or someone is looking to extricate themselves from the Matrix because they have lost their free will. That is part of civilization is, and if you think of the word civil in court is a little bit different from criminal, and it implies that something would be ordinary based on your concerns or different from the military or different from religion. So civil matters are outside of religion. Civil matters are outside of the military, and civil matters are outside of criminal matters. Now, in other words, a civil lawsuit might be a suit someone is pursuing because they feel that you have wronged them and they have a grievance and that they should be, what, compensated. Usually there is a compensation. Rarely does someone sue another and just demand an apology. It's always based upon money. And you almost have to go after money just to pay the lawyers, just to pay the court fees, just to pay the system, because the whole system is designed over money, over an economy. So the Matrix is dependent upon the economy. It's dependent on cash flow. So civilizations, which are businesses, in a sense, in disguise, because they'll tell you the civilization is an era that people lived in a certain way. For instance, if you compare the natives of Borneo with Switzerland, you will say Switzerland is a civilization, and history teaches us that the people in Borneo are primitive. But that is on the prison planet matrix that those people are primitive. Those people might be more spiritually alive and awake and knowledgeable than any civilization that has ever existed on Earth, if they abide by universal law. So what is it about a civilization that conflicts with universal law or differs from the more primitive society? Is it education? If we look at education on this world, on the whole planet, education is designed to dumb down. This is a plot that probably wasn't always there, but I would venture to guess that it's been there for at least the last 15,000 years. We're talking since 13,000 BC up to the year 2000, give or take a few years. Now, I'm using general figures. We could even say that it goes back 450,000 years. But much of that history has been covered up from us for the same reason that the history for the past 15,000 years has been hidden from us. So we have civilization. We have legal matters of a military or a civil or a criminal nature. And then we have the order of business taken care of in ecclesiastical matters or in religious matters pertaining to the leader of a religious organization, a group that is following a particular belief system and rules or laws that the members must adhere to belong. And if that means giving money to belong, again, money enters into the equation. Now, the people in Borneo seem to be spiritually alive, spiritually awake, self-sufficient. They don't need the intrusion of civilization to continue, and they've been around for a long time. Why is it that what they do works for them until man interferes from outside, from the realm of civilization? Why is it that civilization brings down the consciousness of the populace? That is the essence of what makes up the matrix, and we are in it and don't even think about the fact that we're being controlled, that our free will has been assaulted, our free will has been predetermined by someone else who holds the money, someone who controls your freedom of speech, your freedom of the vote, which is an act of really expressing your freedom of speech, your freedom of self-determination, your freedom of, and that would include voting, your freedom of voicing your opinion. We get this term handed to us on a silver platter that we are spreading democracy around the world. And what I see, I'm just observing, what I see is millions of people being killed, corporations making outrageously obscene amounts of money, and everything just goes on. Oh, yeah, we have to hide from the boogeyman. Or we have to keep the boogeyman out of here, yet we don't see the very boogeyman right under our noses. And all you have to do is look at the overall controlling part of the matrix on the planet, and it is the money. They call it the economy. They call it the world financial arena. And it comes in various colors and various sizes. It usually has to do with banks, and it has to do with wealth, and it has to do with insurance, holding companies, stocks and bonds, these things that are created out of thin air, just like our money in the United States is created out of thin air. And these people who are creating things out of thin air are given all of our power, because we associate these things that they create out of thin air as having power. That's absolutely ridiculous. That's insane that we do that. But that's the system here. So to live on this planet in harmony with the Matrix, you have to play by the rules of the Matrix. Now, how do we, if we aren't comfortable with it, and the Matrix is bringing us down, by the way, in case you haven't noticed. This is not just for the regular listeners out there, any new listeners out there that haven't really done any web surfing on Google, looking up certain terms. I had someone within the last day or so ask me about the North American Union. Where could they find out something about the North American Union? And I thought, my goodness, you're on the internet, you have a website, put it in a Google search engine, write in North American Union, or NAU. Well, what about the Amero? What do you know about the Amero? Well, I've been talking about it for a couple of years now. Google the word Amero. Oh, then I got a call back. Oh, you can't believe the things I found. You were right. This is going on. This is going on. Yeah, I was saying it, and you had the opportunity all along. I never said, believe me. I said, make yourself knowledgeable. Do some research on your own. I'm just the messenger. I'm bringing the message. And you have the responsibility, yourselves, listeners, to do the research. Don't criticize if you haven't done the research. That would be the main thing that I would say. And I'm, you know, I do some surfing sometimes, and I come across my article on a website. First of all, the article's there. There's no attribution to who wrote the article. And then a bunch of people are on the blog describing my research. Well, the links are no good, or they didn't find it, hand it to them on a silver platter. I'm supposed to do the research. I'm supposed to write the article. I'm supposed to read it to them also. Or I'm supposed to do the follow-up work. I'm sorry. That's not my responsibility. I chose to deliver the message. I chose to uncover the research. I chose to find the truth and deliver it to you. No one can do any more than that. But if you don't have eyes to see and ears to hear, there's nothing I can write or say that is going to make you understand that. Simple. It's a simple fact. And I don't take offense to it. But why attack me? Why call me some kind of a kook when there's irrefutable evidence right before your nose? And if you knew the stink of a pigsty, you wouldn't say that it was Chanel number 5. But there's people that actually could be standing in the middle of a pigsty and they would tell you that they smell Chanel number 5. Because that's as far awake as their senses are. In the three-dimensional matrix, that's how dumbed down they are. Or ignorant or asleep. And so I wonder, why do I do this? Why do I research this? Why do I bring the truth to people that don't want to hear it? Well, I guess, and this is not an insult to those who hear, because I do get emails, I do get calls from people who are appreciative of what I do. They're appreciative of the people I bring on this show that share information. They're appreciative of BBS Radio. They're appreciative of the Idaho Observer. And I've heard people say, oh, yeah, what a rag that is. Why? Because they don't show women in bras in their paper like they do in the New York Times or any other mainstream newspaper, or because they're not reporting about all the rapes and the corruption that's going on a local level, or talking about murder all the time. They certainly point out millions of murders that are going on in a war. But they don't need to trivialize the little details so it puts you in fear because the guy that just got killed lives three doors down the street from you. They're talking about the whole scope of the planet and what is going on. I'll be in public and I'll see people standing around, and I'll look up at the sky and I'll see chemtrails, and they'll see me looking, and they'll look at me, and you sort of make this eye contact, doing double takes to each other, and looking up at the sky, and the guy will say, oh, contrails. In the middle of the summer, contrails. That only form in in very, very cold air at very high altitudes. But they're sucking up the drugs and all the pathogens that are in the chemtrails, wondering why they're sick, why they can't get over it. They go to a doctor that gives them pills that don't work, that causes them to develop other diseases. They go to hospitals for major surgery and come home with infections that they can't get rid of for years. And you just blindly trust these people. And what does it cost you? Short of costing your life, it costs you money. It costs you everything you own, all your hard earnings, your savings, your insurance. The insurance companies are raping us blind. The oil companies are raping us blind financially. The pharmaceutical companies are raping us blind. The media companies are raping us blind. And then everybody that's selling something through mainstream corporate business, which has all left the country by and large, there's barely an American company that makes anything here. Everything is imported from China now. So we have nothing to really play this game for anymore. Are you just going to sit around and play it to the end? There's no reason now. All the people that are without jobs, people losing their homes, living out on the street or living in tents, suffering from diseases, without food, without money, without a place to go, without a place to lay their head at night. And then you've got kids driving down the street with cell phones and at ball games with cell phones and walking down home from school and walking to school with their cell phones. And we got all this electromagnetic radiation permeating everything, which is just adding to the insanity. So you got the chemtrails up in the sky and you got the electromagnetic waves all over the planet, everywhere. And then what do people do? They sleep one-third of their life, they work more than one-third of their life, and they probably spend a good 16th of their life getting to and from work every day. So by the time you're down to what you have for a life, it's a small amount of time in between the moment when you get home from work, if you don't crash instantly getting home from work, until you go to sleep. Maybe 4, 5, 6 hours maximum that you have. And then you have all these rituals you got to do on the weekend to catch up, to take care of the yard, to take care of the house, to take care of bills, to take care of your religious obligations, to take care of getting the car fixed, because you can't get it fixed while you're working. Can't afford to get to work without it. Can't afford to pay the outrageous prices to get it to work and back, let alone get it fixed. And they're made to fall apart 10 years if you're lucky. They're designed to become obsolete. So it keeps the money going. And you're paying for insurance and you're paying for tolls on the roads. And we're paying all these taxes to get the roads fixed, but the roads aren't getting fixed. Why not? So we want to get out of the matrix, don't we? Is it just me that wants to get out of the matrix, or do you want to get out of the matrix? Or are you afraid of change? Change. In other words, what change is there going to be the way things are going right now? The only place there is to go is down. Down, 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 like a funnel, just like the drain in a toilet. That's the only place it goes. You know, if you fill up a bathtub with water, you notice as the water is going out of the bathtub, when you pull the plug, you'll see a swirl, a whirlpool near the drain. You do that in a sink, it does the same thing. It swirls around. Guess what? It does that in the toilet, too. And basically, that's what the quality of life in this civilization, this advanced society that has Republican Party and Democratic Party fighting for your rights to what? To become deeper and deeper in debt, deeper and deeper into this illusion? because that's what a matrix is. All it is a bunch of illusions that add up to one big illusion. Everybody's afraid to change it. Oh, there's that word, afraid, fear. You're afraid you're going to lose your job, afraid you're going to lose your house, afraid you're not going to be able to eat, afraid you're going to lose your toys, afraid you're going to lose your family, afraid you're going to die. Because you know so little bit about life that you assume that leaving your physical body is the end of your life. When really it's just a new beginning. In fact, you don't even have to leave your physical body to have a new beginning. That's what I call transcending the matrix. Transcending, moving above it and beyond it. That's the one thing that's not been planned, is how to stop us from doing that. Because every one of you listeners out there, and everybody you know, and everybody they know, and everybody they know, on and on and on until you cover the whole planet, that's the one thing they didn't plan on, is how you might do that. And it's up to you. It's not up to me to tell you. I can tell you that's available to you. They've worked out everything based upon how they've created the game. You know, it's like Monopoly. They want you to keep playing the Monopoly game on their board. And I'm telling you, you can make up a whole new game. And what might happen if you do that? You could end up being happy. You could end up being successful. In fact, the way things are right now, they don't want anyone to be successful outside of their little clique, outside of their secret societies, their satanic worship, their perversions, their pedophilia, their sacrificial rites, their blood-drinking activities. All of these things that you, if you do any surfing on the internet, you've seen or heard about this stuff. They make movies about it. They put it right in front of our faces. They put it on TV nonstop. I watched TV yesterday just channel surfing to see what they were showing on every channel. And I literally went from drug commercial to drug commercial to drug commercial that fast as I changed the channel. Every channel was a drug commercial. Once I stopped, and it was a vacuum cleaner commercial on a sports channel, on a channel that should be showing sports because it's a sports channel, but they've got an infomercial on every channel. They are after every single penny you have, and they are relentless, merciless in how many times they bombard you with these images and these subconscious messages to get you to buy something, to get you to spend your last dollar on a worthless piece of crap. Because it breaks down. And when it breaks down, you have to take it someplace to get it fixed. And that guy wants to charge you more money than it cost you to get the thing in the beginning. So now you've got to make the decision. Do I pay more money or do I go out and buy something else? So again, they got you. And then you get in your car to go to do that and your car breaks down. Because that's designed to fail too. It's incredible how ignorant we are, how undiscerning we are about what's going on, that we can't see that we're being had. I'd like to take a short pause here for a message from a new sponsor, and then I would like to go into this thing about the election and talk about then how we can transcend this matrix on this prison planet we call Earth. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
The Idaho Observer, a monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
And we're back with Evident Footprints, and you got to hear a new message, Ron Paul Flags. I encourage everyone to go visit my new friend, Chris Johnson, at his website, ronpaulflags.com. Chris shared a personal story with me involving how this message came to him that he should create these Ron Paul Flags. And he responded to the message, and he came up with a brilliant idea. That's the thing I'm talking about getting outside of the box, getting outside of the matrix. Create something. You see, when you look within, and I'm talking about looking within your heart, that's really where you're going to find the answer. If you're a Christian, you are going to know that Jesus is in your heart. You're going to know it if you're a true Christian. And don't expect Jesus to just come and save you from what you should be taking responsibility for in your life. We have allowed things to get this way because we have become accustomed to having things given to us and done for us without us really taking any responsibility whatsoever, even to make sure that what we're doing is okay. Would you just give a newborn baby whatever they want out of your refrigerator when they're hungry? Would you say, okay, you're a month old, you're hungry, you figure it out for yourself. Take whatever you want. But we get of course, the answer to that would be no. You wouldn't give that responsibility to the baby. Now, would you allow the baby to crawl underneath the sink and get into where you got all your cleaning agents and your bleach and all the poisons that you might have and allow the baby to drink that because it's a liquid? Of course not. So you make those things inaccessible. And yet, as you're growing up, that care is gradually taken away from the parents and given to those that rule society. And you think, well, that's part of living. You know, we have to. They just passed a law that says that if I sneeze on a street corner while I'm waiting for a red light to change, that I have to go back home. Or if I sneeze while I'm waiting at the red light, I have to run the red light and run the risk of getting a ticket because it's going to result in some money. These control, and I'm just using it, just a hypothetical example of something ridiculous. Of course, there's no, at least yet, there's no law against sneezing. But that'll be coming soon. Because they were running out of ideas at this point as to what else they can stop you from doing, whatever right they can take from you. I would like to lose the right to have to listen to them. That's how I feel about it. Because listening to them is like standing in the pigsty saying that I'm smelling Chanel number 5. Ain't no way that's going to happen. It's just not going to happen. We are so oblivious to what is going on, the mind control, the different ways. Now, I brought up before the break, I brought up the fact that I'd like to address the situation about these three candidates that I call the Three Stooges that are running for the president of the United States. These people have criminal records, and everybody's saying, well, you know, you got to pick the best one. Hillary's for health care. She's for nationalizing the health care. That's a Soviet tactic. And it seems to me that communism was something that we fought. It was the whole purpose for the Cold War, we were told. How many people lost their lives in wars fighting communism or fascism? In fact, what we have is fascism. How many people lost their lives over fascism? How many Americans were killed by fascists? How many are being killed now by fascists? The point is, wake up, because it's the same thing. It's just over here now. It's in our country. And so we get this, we've got a guy that wrecked 4 airplanes before he was shot down in the 5th one in Vietnam. 4. 4 airplanes. I don't know how many millions of dollars. I should do the research on that just to find out what that would be. Born in another country. Supposedly born on a base. Wait till you see the story I come out with next month in the Idaho Observer about where this family's from. Who they're related to. It'll blow your mind. And we're arguing, is this guy a hero, or does he want to keep the war going? Their interest is in the money that's made from the wars. It has nothing to do with the wars. It has nothing to do with someone coming over here to attack us. It's all a game. It's all monopoly. Only with soldiers and tanks and rockets and bombs and airplanes. And the little green and red houses that you have in the Monopoly game are real, and people are getting killed in them. The worst thing that can happen to you in Monopoly is you pass go and don't collect $200. That's it. But it's a game even to control your thinking, like somehow that's given you practice for life. The money in Monopoly is worth more than the money they're making at the Federal Reserve. Think about that. I don't know what Monopoly's going for today, but it's got to be like 20 or 30 bucks for the whole game. A piece of cardboard, a couple of pieces of plastic, a pair of dice, and some paper, and some cards. that's far more than its weight in dollar bills, created out of thin air. So we have this illusion of an election now. Everybody's arguing about who are these people. And who is real? And, you know, they voted for this and they voted for that. And they say they're going to do this. Every election, they say no more taxes, but the taxes are higher than they've ever been in history. But how many people got into office saying that they weren't going to raise taxes? But they raised the taxes anyway. Do you hear the lie, folks? Or you don't hear the lie? Are we that dumbed down that we can't recognize the lie? Or are we that stupid that we forget the promises? Those are promises. How many of you keep your jobs when you make a promise and don't keep it? How many keep your marriage or your family together when you make promises and don't keep them? You make promises to yourself every New Year's. You know, got to have a New Year's resolution. Got to stop drinking. Got to stop smoking. Got to stop doing drugs. Got to stop chasing women. Got to stop chasing men. Got to start going to church. Got to lose weight. Got to put weight on. Got to stop throwing up. Got to start eating healthy. So what do? Do you go from McDonald's to Burger King or from Burger King to McDonald's? Wonder why you're getting sick. Well, you got to take the medicine. You know, got to go see the doctor when I get sick. No idea why you're sick, what's making you sick. Just go. And because, you know, it's going to cost some money, but my insurance will cover that. I won't have to pay money. Who do you think's paying it? Who do you think makes these people rich? Is it any wonder why the bankers are rich and the people in real estate are rich and the people that work for the oil companies are rich, or the people that work for the pharmaceutical companies are rich, or the stockbrokers are rich? Is that because those jobs pay money? And no other job pays money? Or is it because they're part of the game and they can conceal the game and they can modify the game? They can hoodwink you left and right, day in and day out, 24/7. But you stay asleep, you stay ignorant of what's going on, and when you do find it out, you say, well, what can one person do about it? And then they have people running, claiming to fix all this stuff, and they're being paid by the very groups that I just mentioned. They're being paid to say certain things and to pass laws that take your rights away, that put you more in the matrix. You can imagine just a wall being built around the matrix. And every time they pass a law, there's another brick. Right now, we got 23 million bricks around that wall. How many miles up do you think that would go to put the whole population in it? They're moving people into cities. They're intentionally buying up all the free land, the range land or the farmland, because they want you to be so dependent upon them for food, for water, for power, for anything, just for your existence, that you'll beg them for the next phase of what they've already done to you. This country's going down the toilet fast. It's in the toilet already. It's going down the sewer, getting ready to be redirected into the drinking water, like everything else, like all the other toxins and poisons. You got birth control pills in the water, and Viagra, and all the drugs that people take are in the water, going back into your drinking water. And people cook with it. People drink it by the glass, and they make ice with it. Not just at home. In restaurants, they do that too. They don't care. They're not drinking it. You are. And you're paying them for the privilege. You're paying for the privilege of being poisoned and toxified and mind-controlled and dumbed down. And for your illnesses. You're paying for that. You're paying for the people who can't pay a penny for it. They got solutions for those people. But why is it that they go after the people that have just a little bit of money? They're not going after the people that have a lot of money. They're going after the ones that have just enough so that they can take that away and make them like the ones that are getting it for free. Don't you see what's happening, folks? You're in a matrix, and it's an illusion. You've given them that power out of the paper that they make money from thin air. And the credit system. I see people, they don't have a penny in their pocket. They don't have a penny in the bank. I mean, a penny. But they put out their plastic card, and Then they can't pay for anything when the bill comes. They get a piece of paper telling them that they've got to pay paper. They want real paper now. They don't want plastic paper. They want the real paper. They want the paper that they made out of thin air. And so how do you pay for that? You work. You do something that makes them more money. And they take their money and they buy gold. Or they take their money and they buy silver. Or they take their money and they buy stocks. And they make it stocks that are just available to them. There's just enough for all of them to get a piece of the action. And they keep the game going. That's the Matrix. That's how they plan the Matrix. We put all this trust and we put all this belief, that's the system they work under, by the way, is belief. President tells you he's a Christian, you have to believe that he's a Christian, although everything he does is unchristian. And everybody else around him. At least those that are in the public eye, that's what you see. Definitely from 1967 when the U.S. liberty was attacked by Israel. That should have been when Israel should have been forced to pay the families of the soldiers who were killed. We had a president that was actually ordering the military to stand down at that time. Lyndon Johnson wanted that ship sunk. Somebody must have given him a chunk of money to get him to do that. But then again, there it is, money. Money and power and control. How can such a little country that we give billions of dollars a year to attack us and we keep giving them billions of dollars? Why? Why are we giving them billions of dollars? Look at who the big players are in this country and look at their associations over there. Just, you know, add one and one is two. But we don't pay attention to who owns the banks. We don't pay attention to who owns the media. We don't pay attention to who owns the pharmaceutical companies and who these companies are and what their interests are. Why are they so interested in making so much money off of you and getting you sick, terminally ill? Who owns them ultimately? Whose agenda are they following? And why is it that these so-called congressmen and representatives of our government are so quick to carry out their wishes? Why is it? Because they're bribed to do that? Or are they blackmailed to do it? Or is it blackmail and extortion that we're looking at here? Or is it combinations of them? Because I see some awful dumbed-down politicians, too. Not just people. Not just the citizenry of the United States. I see even dumber politicians. Because they think they can get away with it. So as they used to, I don't know if they do this anymore. I haven't really watched the congressional goings on C-SPAN. I can't do that anymore. I get as nauseated as when I watch Fox News or CNN or any of the other major networks, because it's all propaganda. It's all mind control. That's all it is. All day long. The talk at work amongst people that watch TV is who was good on American Idol and what they saw on a soap opera. And maybe a sporting event, which is another reason. What does playing 82 basketball games a year entail that someone should make millions and millions of dollars a year? They're rewarded because they keep you in the Matrix. They keep your attention fixed on something very meaningless. Oh, it's our team. It's our city's team. How much does your city care about you? They don't fix the roads. But boy, they put money into the sporting event. And if you knew who owned the concessions at these events for 30 years around the world, you might get a little angrier when you see the sun sitting in the Oval Office. And these people rob our treasury blind, and they rob our Social Security blind. Oh, no, you know, we can make more money out of thin air. The people will pay for it. So what do? They take your property away from you, they encroach on the territory that's supposed to belong to all of us. Well, that's the Matrix. That's how they're running the planet. We can choose to leave the planet, or we can create something else. The first step, if you're going to realize, if you're going to go and finally realize that you have to claim some responsibility for allowing this to happen, being so lazy and so apathetic, because when you are at a point, and it may not be too long from now, when you're without food and you're without water and you can't feed your family, what are you going to do? How are you going to survive? Is that when you're finally going to turn to God? God's going to say, you know, you had a chance to stop this or change it. And people say, oh, it's too late. It's too late. I haven't bought that yet. I haven't bought that yet because I look at how great creation is, how huge the universe is. Oh, this is insane. Don't get me wrong. This is insane. But if all those other places could transcend this insanity, this madness, this darkness and this evil, this demonic presence, certainly this place could. But not by playing the game. In fact, the game's running out. The game's running out to the point to where those that control the game, those that invented the game, made up all the rules and played it against us, against you and me, are running out of options themselves. You can only go so far. When you get all the power, there's nowhere to go. What are they going to do when they get to that point? What are they going to do? What is their next Jones going to be? The only thing I can see them or imagine them doing is killing off each other, stealing from each other, which is what they do now anyway. What they don't realize is when they steal from you and they steal from me, they're stealing from themselves. They don't realize that. And ultimately, they're stealing from God. These people are trying to create a 180-degree opposite of the universe. I've said this before. It's like, it's not just anti-Christ. It's anti-universe, anti-God, anti-creation. It's as if they want to create something that's just the opposite polarity. You see, what makes creation is the balance between good and evil. You're always going to have some kind of evil. But there's a balance in the natural state. There's a balance to it. They've far, far usurped their welcome. They've overstayed their welcome in that sense. And if you knew what was going on in the universe and what's going on, what's being planned for this planet, from within and from without, you think you're scared of watching a little movie on TV? You have no idea what you're headed for. And we hear about light and love and peace and all of this. Well, we're told, yeah, the war to end all wars. That's what they called World War II. Well, whoever made that up was smoking something for sure. And probably drinking something, too. Because it wasn't the war to end all wars. It was just a name, just to keep you in the Matrix a little while longer. Then they came out with the Korean War. Then they came out with the Vietnam War. And they had all these skirmishes and all of these secret wars that you don't even know about. And they're even going on now. You got secret wars. Where? Well, I'm just delivering the message. You do the research. People ask me, what can we do? I say, it's time to start creating. Well, you know, let's rebuild the nation. Let's rebuild the republic on the Constitution. To me, it seems rather clear that the Constitution was sabotaged before it was even born. I was doing some research about Alexander Hamilton. Now, we know that people came over here, that this country was founded as the United States through immigration. We know that. But there were people here. We had what we call the indigenous people. The American Indians were here. There were lots of different tribes of the American Indians, and they were more or less coexisting with each other. Some were more warlike than others. Some were peaceful. But what did the white man do when he came here? And not just the white man, because there were other people, too, besides just the white man. But as the indigenous people would call them, when the white man came here, what happened? They just took over the land and murdered everybody, and that was okay. That was what our country was founded on. Think about that. That was okay. And it's happening now, only it's happening in a different way. See, the Earth has somehow nominated the United States to be the army that goes around the world enforcing all these things and starting wars, because we have all this money and we have all this technology. But the money now is worthless, because you got some people that decided they didn't want to play the game. They wanted to be their own Illuminati heads. They wanted to be their own enlightened ones that have this special enlightenment, which is what? It's only of Lucifer, the angel of light. So they worshiped somebody that was cast out of heaven, that was cast out of God's presence, that confronted Jesus. When Jesus came here, basically to save this world from its sins. And they've been fighting against him and against heaven ever since. So this is not just a planetary thing, people. This is a spiritual war that's going on. Yeah, people in three dimensions, they have to inhabit bodies. Those that are of that nature. And they have to keep you oppressed and crushed down. They have to bring you down in frequency so that you can't know the truth, so that you can't touch it or smell it or breathe it or taste it or hear it or see it. They have to control your five senses, and they do a darn good job at that. Those of you that just go from moment to moment without even thinking twice about what it is you're doing. They've taught you to worship people that throw a rubber ball through an iron ring 10 feet off the ground. That's worth millions of dollars. Or they pay people millions of dollars to take a piece of wood, a wooden stick, and swing at a rubber ball that's surrounded by string with a piece of cowhide over it, stitched together. And they hit the ball, and they run and catch it, and they run to a place and stop, and that's worth millions of dollars. Because while you're watching that, they're busy figuring out more ways to take away your rights, your freedom, your sovereignty that's God-given. So to get out of the matrix, the first thing you have to do is recognize what the matrix is, what it's constructed of, who's created it. That's if you care to get out of the matrix. If you're happy with it, then you probably wouldn't even be listening to this show anyway. I hear people talk about love. You know, the Olympics come out, and they're already planning, you know, what terrorist act they're going to pull somewhere. Some false flag event that's supposed to get everybody cowering in fear as they have their brotherly athletic events. I love human achievement. Don't get me wrong. I love to see that. But that's a very political event. It has nothing to do. And the United Nations, shame on them. Because they're behind all of this corruption. The United Nations. What a farce. There's nothing united about the nations on this planet. It's all it is a one world government that they're working for. And what did those people ever do? All they did is come here and occupy our land, occupy a building in Manhattan, bring their spies in, and be part of the organized crime corruption that we call government. And they want to control the whole world. It's sickening. Think about this, folks. Think about it. And when you're watching the news and you're listening to what they're talking about, I'm going to be talking about this more. When you're watching the news and you're listening to them talking about these candidates, listen to what's actually being said. Hear what's really being said. And do a little research. Go online and look up the Clinton Chronicles. Watch that movie. And read a little bit about Barack Obama's homosexual lover that he did drugs with in 1999, Larry Sinclair. You can go to Rents.com and listen to interviews and read the articles about it. Hillary Clinton's had the same types of affairs. You can read about hers. You'll hear about them, too. Google MENA, Arkansas, and read about how the Clintons were involved not just in drugs, but in murder. Even children were murdered. And these people are loved by Americans. For that? For the murder? For the drug dealing? How we have this so-called war on drugs? The hypocrisy is the stench of the pigsty. It's not Chanel number 5. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. My name is Don Nikoloff. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be the producer of the film 9/11 Mysteries, Sophia Smallstorm. In the meantime, peace, love, and light, and have a good night.